Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Whatever it is you're coming up against, I want to remind you that you are an overcomer in Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something. Where God is at work, the devil will also be at work. But he's working in opposition to the Lord. He'll be working to try and disrupt or discourage any move of God among his people. You see, when we set about to fulfill God's vision for our lives, and all of the enemy's external plots have failed, all of his external attacks have been blocked, what do you think happens when all of the devil's external plots have failed? He attacks from within. The devil will try and plant a seed within you when he can't affect you physically. Take a good, honest look at yourself. What is the devil trying to use to distract you from being an effective Christian? What's he using to discourage you? Doubtful thoughts? Thoughts of insecurity or inadequacy? Name your enemy and rebuke it. And we all have one. No one is so holy, so saved, that they have no internal, private things they're dealing with. The Bible says, "Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." That verse is all about identifying that sin within, that ungodly desire, that unhealthy passion, and then saying no to it. Get to the point where you say, "My love for God is greater than my love for anything else." That's how you crucify your flesh. So if your enemy is bitterness, it has to go. If it's unforgiveness, that has to go. If it's low self-esteem, stand for it no more. I encourage you to do three things if you are to overcome the enemy. Firstly, take your eyes off the problem and focus your eyes on God's promises. Magnify God instead of your problems. Secondly, change your words from talking about defeat and begin to speak God's word over your situation. Begin to speak God's promises over your situation. And finally, call on the power that the name of Jesus Christ offers.
In Exodus 14, verse 14, the Bible says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." This is a promise for us, a promise of safety. God will fight your battles. He will fight our battles, and we need to only hold our peace. And so there's no need to go back and forth trying to fight here and there.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Here and everywhere. Instead, let God work on your behalf. Because we have a promise that the battle you face belongs to the Lord. The Bible in Philippians 4, verse 19 says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." This is a promise for provision. If you have a need, God can meet that need. This doesn't mean you will have everything you want, but in Jesus Christ, you will have everything that you can ever need. So I encourage you to get to know God's promises. Get to know them and hold on to his promises.
Our part is to have faith that God means what he says, and he says what he means. If he says all things will work together for my good, then my part is not to ask how, but it's simply to trust that God honors his word. If the word of God tells me that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all, then my part is to hold on by faith to his promise. With the eyes of faith, you can see the hand of God, the goodness of God in every situation, regardless of how painful. Through faith, you can begin to consider if you've been placed in that set of circumstances for a specific reason or specific purpose. A purpose such as unlocking a stronger desire for prayer in your life. A purpose such as awakening a hunger for righteousness and holiness like never before in your life. Or perhaps the purpose of such a test is to expose the gifts and the calling that lays dormant inside of you. Too often, because we're focusing on the negative, we don't see the positive in that situation, and we don't see what God is trying to do. Could it be that the reason for this difficulty is God wants to reveal to you who he really is? Perhaps this is a test where God wants to demonstrate himself to be Jehovah Jireh, your provider, or perhaps he wants to demonstrate his strength and kindness to you. Whatever the purpose of this trial that you're in, I encourage you to do your part. Your part is to hold on in faith and look to Jesus.
God's promises are what you and I should depend on because God is a faithful God. He's a God who keeps his word because he is truth. Now I pray that this message will serve as a reminder to each and every believer listening. I want you to know that when you begin to trust in God's promises, you'll realize that you are well taken care of. You will lack for nothing. And for those who may be wondering, what are these promises? Allow me to remind you what the Bible says. In Isaiah 41, verse 13, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you." This is a promise. A promise for those seasons in life when you feel as though you can't get a break. It's a promise that God Almighty will help you. The Lord will come to your aid. He will be your support. He will be your pillar of strength. Isaiah 40 verse 29 says, "He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength." This is a promise for us to hold on to in times of weakness. God will give strength to the weary. He will help you to stand when times get tough. He will help you to move forward when it looks like you are about to be overwhelmed.
Waiting on God isn't just about waiting to receive that which you've prayed for, no. At times, waiting on God is all about teaching you a lesson. Other times, it's about developing patience within you or childlike faith within you. At times, God makes you wait until your own will bends and you become obedient enough to say, "Not my will, Lord, but your will be done." Have you ever thought about why it's so important to wait on God? Why can't we take matters into our own hands by faith? Why can't we make things happen and declare the name of Jesus throughout the process? As a young Christian, these were some of the questions I battled with. I honestly felt as though sometimes God took too long to answer my prayers. But here's the thing. Here's what I've learned. The reason we wait on God, the reason we are made to wait on him, is because waiting symbolizes a lack of control. It symbolizes humility and obedience. Or rather, for some of us, waiting is the very thing that will teach us humility and obedience. God makes us wait because He is in control. And His control, it extends beyond that of a human. He knows that if you're given an answer too soon, with the way you are impatient, with the entitlement mentality that you have, or the need for control that you have, He knows that an answer to your prayers will not do you much good, but rather making you wait and purging you of all these destructive traits, it will make you a better man or woman, a better servant to the body of Christ. It will make you a better believer.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.